My name is Frank Wooden. I work at the Lincoln Memorial Cemetery as a caretaker. My mother's here, my father is here, my sister's here, my brother's here. So I feel like when I come in here, I'm coming home again. I mean, I don't see them in physical, but I can feel their spirit. And that makes me happy to come to work every day. Sometimes I come 7 days a week just to come out here, work, get it cleaned up. The weed, the grass that grows up between the graves, I weed eat it. I come to work in the morning, we open up at 10. But sometimes I get here at 8, you get a head start. Now we finna put 8-foot fence around here. Finna put some lights on the inside. And we gonna have a sliding gate up front. We finna pave the driveway. We paint the tombstones. We use the white paint we got, or a family member might want to bring some other color paint that they want to use for their loved one. And it's gonna be beautified. It's a black cemetery and it's historical. That's a good feeling. You can look to the left, you can look to the right, all the way down to the back wall, you see a number of caskets. We got the soldiers in the back. So we're trying to bring the history back to the neighborhood and to the public. Kids can come and visit, students can come and visit, and just lift the neighborhood up. People can come back and see their relatives once again. That's why I love my brother Jesse Wooden. So he purchased it from the young lady that had it. We got a couple of our nephews and cousins that work with us out here. It's about 5 of us total working at the Lincoln Memorial Cemetery. We do the work of 100. We're gonna do our best to help him keep the graveyard going. Whatever we got to do, we're gonna break our back to get it right. I grew up in Miami. I was born and raised over town. That's another black spot out over town. Now they call it the Wynwood. Stayed a few years out here too. In Brown Sub, Kara City, Liberty City. My father, you know, we moved around. 31 kids my father had. Yep. And I got 15 kids of my own. 8 girls and 7 boys. I have 36 grandkids. I got 9 great-grands. If I have them on the weekend with me, I bring them. I take them to my mother's grave, my father's grave, my sister, my brother, and my aunt. After that, I let them ask me questions. Sometimes they go, granddaddy, why grandmama over here and granddad over there? I said, because that's what they lay in place at. So that's how they learn. Sometimes I'd rather be here than be home with them. My parents were lovable, kind, peaceful. My mom had me in the kitchen at 8, 9 years old, washing dishes, learning how to cook. That's why I liked cooking so much. Before I came out here to help my brother, I was working on a food truck. We serve frying fish, frying chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, pigeon peas and rice. So I left that alone, and I've been here ever since. That's been now going on 4 years. Sometimes I stay out here tonight. I love working out here. That's me. That's what I do.